Always good to visit with Mr. David Ferquin on Thursdays here on the Morning Ag Report. Hello, David. How you doing?
All right, Alan. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, doing good. I think we're going to officially name this the winter that won't leave.
What, man, in the world? What in the world is Charles Petty doing up there? I can't figure it out. He's just, I don't understand it, Mr. Charles. You're going to have to get things fixed where we can get back into real spring here, you know. Get a day or two, feel pretty good, and then, boy, whoo.
I think he's doing the wrong dance or something.
Something. I'm not sure what it is.
Maybe doing the snow dance.
Yeah.
Or maybe we all need to get together and help him do some kind of dance to drive the snow away.
I don't know.
Anyway, what's going on agriculture-wise this week, Mr.
Well,
Urban?
Just a lot of things, Alan. Of course, it's been a little bit too wet here in the last few days to do any work. But last week, you know, we really got a lot of stuff done and a lot of anhydrous being put down in McLean County. And actually got a little bit of corn planted down in the Sacramento area. So, you know, real tickled to get that done. And those guys thought that was plenty early for that to happen. So, you know, we're moving right along with spring crop. And, you know, just depending on where you're at in the county as to whether the soil's dried up enough or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just might, takes a little time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was talking with Terry Martin up at H&R yesterday. And Terry said, you know, he said, hopefully farmers will get back in the field around this area during the next day or so. And that wind yesterday probably helped dry things up quite a bit.
Absolutely. And I think most folks are banking on maybe next week if the weather kind of holds out that they're really going to get after it from a planting corn. And I talked to a guy yesterday, he's going to start planting beans next week too. And you know, I think there was some beans planted maybe last week up around the E-Town area. So
really,
you know, a lot of those things are going on you know, right now. So lots of work going on. Of course, a few reminders, Alan, to folks. Of course, Murray State, I can't go a day without plugging my daughter's little deal down there in Murray State, Show Pig, the little swine deal that they have down there. They're having a sale on Saturday at the Expo Center. So if you're interested in that, well, be sure to go down there. I think they got a pretty good set of pigs down there for 4-H kids and FFA kids. So be sure to kind of check them out. Do want to make mention real quick of our plant swap and sale, and we'll talk a little bit more about that next Thursday. But that's coming up on April the 28th, which will be not this Saturday, but the next Saturday. And, you know, folks come in, we're selling lots of bedding plants and vegetable gardens. And hopefully it'll be warmed up enough, Alan, by then that folks will actually be wanting to get out there and plant a little bit of garden, you know. So hopefully we'll get warmed up by then. So I do want to make some comments real quick, Alan, about folks need to be watching out for is one of them is seedling blights in corn. With this cool, wet weather, and it's so damp and cool, we have a lot of problems with that. So you'll need to be out scouting those fields, you know, when corn starts to emerge. A lot of times those plants will come up and they'll be real yellow looking, and, you know, that is a seedling blight. So you may have a lot of skips or big areas that you didn't have very good emergence. A lot of times that's caused by that seedling blight. So be sure to check that out. And then also there's been some striped rust found at Princeton in some of their plots. And then, of course, over across the river, across from Union County, there's been some striped rust found. So I'm sure that there's some in our area. Folks need to be out scouting for that and applying fungicides if needed, you know, and that type of thing. So lots of things to be on the lookout for. This cool, damp weather, Alan, causes us lots of problems. Pastures and things are still kind of just kind of holding, you know. They're really not really really growing like we'd like to see them grow at this time of year. So hopefully it's going to warm up and we'll get some of that warm weather and get things growing. But you know, this cool damp weather really causes us lots of problems.
Yeah, we were at your former employer Monday, and we took their livestock club over to Southern States, and Steve Hargis said they've been spraying a lot of fertilizer on pastures, a lot of reseeding and things like that going on, but just waiting for same thing you said, just waiting for warm weather to make it grow again. So
yeah, you know what, absolutely. And we need it. We really need some warm weather and to get kind of things kicked off. And I think you'll see with this type of weather in the spring, this cool damp weather this late in the spring, you know, your hay will probably not be as good as it has been in the past. I think it's going to head out a lot shorter than normal. That's usually a tendency that happens when we have that cool wet weather this late in the spring. So you know, folks need to understand that and be prepared for that and plan for that throughout the year.
Very, very important that folks take advantage of that. So what else is going on these days?
Well, that's about it, Alan. You know, it's folks are just kind of waiting up there in McLean County to really get busy. You know, we've been working on several corn plots. We do a tri-county corn plot study with Webster County and Hopkins County, and we've got locations in all three counties that we're doing corn plots on. We went out yesterday and measured off a corn plot yesterday, so you know, we're real excited. I'm really excited about being involved in that. Of course, you know, being in grain crop country right up through there, you know, that's real important, and a lot of farmers take that information that we have from those corn plots, and they are variety plots. We do a little bit of in-furrow road plots, different fungicides and chemicals and different things that way too as well. And then we also do some soybean plots, Alan. We do a variety test in all three counties on soybeans, so you know, it's a busy time for us as well, and we're trying to get out there and get that stuff done, and you know, hopefully that'll turn out real well for us.
Because that's a good thing, and it's obviously to participate in those plots and trials like that very good.
Yeah, you know, and because the soil is so different up there, Alan, that you know, you really don't have, when you talk about variety tests in Princeton and Lexington and those type places, really that information is hard to apply to McLean County because the soil is so different. So we try to get on some of the worst soils, to be quite honest with you, Alan. Try to get on some of the worst soil that we have, you know, just from a standpoint of being able to you know, see what varieties will really excel in that type of dirt. And, you know, I think it's a good situation. They've been doing it for several years now, and I think we've got some great cooperators up there. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to getting involved in that.
That's one thing UK has done very well with over the years, is they on-farm research versus mm-hmm. just research on their farms. Yep. They actually yep. do it on farmers, and that's a good partnership, one that turns out really well. So
yeah, it really is, and you can get a more localized mm-hmm. You know, opinion of what different varieties do in your local area that way too, Alan. And I think that's what the folks really depend on, you know, up there, because it is so different mm-hmm. up there from like anywhere else. So you know, hopefully that'll turn out real well for us, and you know, we're really looking forward to getting started with that. And we've got some plots laid off, and planters is just about ready, and so we do all our own planting and uh-huh. and everything. Really? So we've got a little four row planter that we plant with, and so you know, it's a serious operation, and we try to do as good a job as any other farmer would do when we're trying to plant those plots.
Very important. I think it's good information to think about, though. But you know, and that's kind of the way that a lot of farmers are doing it here, with different one other in Christian County. There's some plots going on yep. in Tree County as yep. well, and some yep. different places like that. So
you know, I guess the thing that's unique about our plot is that it is just the county agents
just
in
county
Webster
agents,
County okay. and Hopkins County. Curtis Dame and Vicky Shadrick and myself mm-hmm. are the ones that are conducting these variety trials, and so that from that standpoint is a little bit unique, maybe more so than any other place.
Right yep. makes sense. Look forward to hearing some good results out of that and see what's going on. So anything else going on this morning?
That'll about do it, Alan. You know,
try to bring us some warmer temperatures.
Somebody needs to bring some warmer temperatures. I don't know who it's going to be, but I sure would like to see it. Yeah. You know, yesterday was pretty nice, and of course the wind was blowing a little bit and drying things out pretty good. But you know, this morning it's back to being cold, and mm-hmm. you know, I walked out of the house and I said, "Ooh, I got to go back in the house and yeah, get a jacket right. on." So
yeah, I'd love my back to t-shirt weather again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, one day you're wearing short sleeve shirts, next day long sleeve shirts and a t-shirt. So
yep. I hadn't broke out the shorts yet, but you know, hopefully if it ever warms up enough, I'll be glad to. But golly,
I'm only wearing shorts when somebody comes to visit. Yeah. Not me. Not very often do political candidates make it out to Sumner Road, but I had a yep. pair of shorts and t-shirt on one couple of Fridays ago, and yep. here comes, I'm like, who in the world? And it was one of our local political candidates coming out just wanted to drive out here and visit. And I'm like, yep. well, I guess I said, I apologize for the way I look. He said, you're at home. That's what you can do.
That's right. Absolutely. Well,
thank you.
Absolutely.
All right, Mr. Ferkman, thank you so much. Have a good week. And Bill Booth will be here with you next week. You have
all
my
right.
apologies.
There's no telling what will come up next week. We'll try yeah. to talk about the plant swap and sale, but there's no telling what's going to come
That's
up.
That's true. I'll be back on Friday, but Bill will be here filling in for me. And during the week, we'll be yep. in Washington, watching Washington, D.C. So thank yep. you, David. Appreciate it.